Can anybody explain to me why this doesn't look like a dictator? Why Trump doesn't look like a dictator organizing this in this way? And the right to protest, I mean, even if you don't like the protest, the right to protest is really baked into the DNA of America. There is a website, it's the No Kings website, and there are protests planned all over the country Saturday. It's the No Kings protest. And basically, they are rejecting the behavior of President Trump that makes it seem as if he is acting like a king. The website is nokings.org, and Flag Day, June 14th. Look, that's an appropriate day to celebrate the birthday of the Army, 250 years, and that's worth celebrating in America. But the soldiers who are going to be marching and the soldiers who have fought in the past in this country fought for the right to protest. If you want to protest in this country, it's one of the unique things that we have in this country. And it's not allowed in every country. It's certainly not allowed in countries run by authoritarian dictators. It's not allowed there, but it's allowed here. But this whole thing seems to be positioned as also a celebration of Donald Trump's 79th birthday. And I just think that is in very poor taste. If it just sort of happened to be his birthday and he's going to be at this parade, that's one thing. But this parade is going to go by him just like he is the dictator of the country. And any protest is something that should be welcomed, as long as it's peaceful. I'm not talking about anything that is violent or disruptive to the point where it gets to be violent. The website nokings.org is asking protesters to gather in New Orleans and Covington on Saturday. We'll have more details on that coming up. Also, the president was booed and cheered last night at the Kennedy Center. He went to the play Les Miserables, and he apparently loves this story. But there are some parallels between his presidency and the story in Les Mis. And it's a story about the overthrow of a powerful leader. And I find it interesting that he is very entertained by that storyline. But I watched the video, and there are applause, there are prominent boos, but in the end, the dominant chant of USA, USA, USA does take over, and that is pro-Donald Trump. There also was some kind of an actor's protest, but the president blew that off and was just talking about the crackdown in Los Angeles. All right, so this veteran reporter for ABC News, an anchor and a reporter, Terry Moran, was suspended for a comment that he made, and 2 days later he was fired. He basically posted on X that Donald Trump and his sidekick Stephen Miller are world-class haters. Now, as I said in the video that I posted on Substack, and you can comment on it by going to Scoot on the Air Substack, you can comment on it there, and I'll read a few of the comments later. Terry Moran may have violated his contract, because in this business, there are quite often clauses in contracts that prohibit talent from doing certain things, or prohibit talent from acting in a way or doing something outside of work that may reflect negatively on their image or on the company they work for. Here's what I find interesting. There are people, many Americans, who believe ABC News, which is part of the legacy media, that ABC News is liberal, that ABC News, NBC, CBS, they're all part of the liberal media. That's the perception that a lot of people have. And this is something that was created. Now, yes, the networks do lean left, but as I have said on this show, if you watch the evening CBS, NBC, ABC News, you're going to be hard-pressed to find real bias in there. It's not like Fox News, CNN, or MSNBC. These channels present news stories, and it's not nearly as biased as many of you have been led to believe. Some of you don't even watch those evening newscasts, and yet you're convinced that they're biased and strongly left-leaning. I don't find that the case when I watch them occasionally. So, again, a lot of people have been brainwashed by the conservative echo chamber. So here's what's interesting about Terry Moran being fired. wouldn't you think that the liberal media, if you think that ABC News is part of the liberal media, wouldn't you think that the liberal media would support somebody saying that President Trump and Stephen Miller are world-class haters? They didn't support that. They fired him for saying that. And again, I don't know what was in Terry Moran's contract, but it could be that he's not allowed to express his opinion in this way outside of work because it reflects back on his alleged objectivity when he's working. There are many journalists who do not allow their personal politics to get in the way of covering a story. And they hide their personal politics and do a story from an objective point of view. And I guess that's what Terry Moran was expected to do. Again, I don't know the details of this, but he was fired for posting that Trump and Stephen Miller are world-class haters. So if you're so convinced that the liberal media, ABC, for example, is so interested in promoting a liberal agenda, then explain to me why they fired Terry Moran. Because if what many people say about the liberal media is true, that they will do anything to bash Trump, then why did they fire Terry Moran? Why did they fire him for saying Trump and Stephen Miller are world-class haters? Seems to me that if what you say, what many say about the liberal media, ABC included, what you say about that, it seems like they would applaud this. They would support it, but they did not. And so outside of the cable news networks, I do believe that the networks do a better job than many people think of presenting the news. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your early text messages.
Got a little bit of everything in here. Here's a text that says, what are they actually protesting? Surely they are not protesting the enforcement of laws, because all we heard from 2021 through 2024 was no one is above the law. So what is it?
Well, they're protesting as far as, well, okay, in Los Angeles, I think there are two things going on, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's two things going on. There's the No Kings protest, which is a protest against President Trump acting like a king, acting like he's a dictator, which some people have perceived that to be the case. The other protest is the way ICE has been handling deportations, finding people and handing out the deportations. So those are two separate things going on.
I think the No Kings protest is a protest demanding that the administration follow the law. It's not that complicated. If in order to enforce the law, in order to get people that do not have the right to be in the country out of the country, you have to break the law. The laws that made America great in the first place, the right to due process, habeas corpus, all these different sorts of things. And it doesn't matter if you're here illegally or if you were born here or you're an anchor baby or whatever. If you are on United States soil, you have the right to due process. You must be charged. You cannot just be thrown in jail without formal charges and without a trial. There's lots and lots of parts of the Constitution that apply there.
Right.
So if we're throwing people in jail or we're shipping them off to South Sudan or El Salvador or whatever without due process, we are breaking the law ourselves. So what the hell is the point of trying to get the lawbreakers out of the country if we can't even uphold our own standards as a nation justice system? That's what the protests are about.
Well, I
just want to finish this thought. When they say no kings, they mean like, yeah, if you're going to go out there and deport people, then you must do that. You must do it according to the letter of American law. What is complicated about that? You are accountable to the court system, Mr. President. You are accountable just to the same way that every other president has been accountable. You cannot just decide that you're going to ignore a ruling from the Supreme Court, as he has done over and over and over again in the last 6 months. That's what No Kings is about.
Yeah, but I think there's an extension just beyond the deportation. It's everything. It's all the things that he's done recently, like Ian's saying, like, you know, defying the law. And I can't believe that we're talking about this. I can't believe that we're talking about a president that is defying the law. And I mean, what is the spin? What is the spin from the right-wing radicals on Donald Trump not respecting the Constitution? What's the spin on President Trump not following the law? What's the spin on that? I don't get it. Because the Republicans are supposed to be the party of law and order. The Democrats, they're the renegades. They want to make everybody happy. They don't care about the laws. They just want to feed and make everybody happy, and they're just a bunch of idiots. I get that's what a lot of people think, but if the Republicans are the party of law and order, how come the leader right now doesn't seem to care about the law?
It's not a political party. It's not even a political movement anymore. It's just a cult of personality.
Yeah.
It's about what he wants and what he says is best for you. Nothing else matters. The Constitution doesn't matter. Norms don't matter.
Have we ever had a president who had a military parade?
No.
In front of him?
No.
Okay, so why does this not make Trump look like a dictator? The other thing that bothers me is that President Trump keeps talking about how, well, in France, they celebrated the victory of World War II. Actually, we should be celebrating it more because we won the war. We helped France win the war. And he's talking about these other countries that celebrate the victory in World War II, basically saying that America doesn't do really anything to celebrate World War II. I passed by the World War II Museum yesterday. That is a monument to World War II. We talk about World War II on this show a lot. We talk about who we are today as a result of World War II. I don't know what Trump is talking about when he talks about how we don't celebrate World War II. We do. We don't do it with military parades because that's sort of unprecedented and gives the appearance of a dictatorship.